We got to get that Facebook tuned into the audio system somehow so they can hear our music, our theme music, man.
Well, this is a live stream, man, so they got to tune into the actual podcast. Yeah, we're not putting on a show for the Facebook livers, man. We love them, but nah, man. Yeah, we're doing this for Tashia Mayberry.
Yeah, big shout out to Tashia Mayberry, who put a little something in the contribution plate, so we greatly appreciate you, ma'am. Thank you so much for your support.
Absolutely. And what's going on, B? How you doing today, man?
Man, I'm, holiday season, man. We're, we're all in, right?
Yep. Huh? Yes, we are.
Everybody's all in. You know, Thanksgiving's under, you know, we got that under our belts. So now we're moving into the holiday season.
This is your season, man.
Oh yeah, man! It starts at October 31st, brother. It starts
right.
So, yeah, I'm excited. So yeah, I got a birthday.
Yep.
Done. Yeah, a lot, man. So you know, just focusing on 2020. You know, trying to get our coaching clients, everyone focused and gearing towards what our goals are in 2020, man. So it's just an exciting time.
Exactly.
Good time to reflect. We all know. You know, for me personally, these are really, interesting times are, for me, because
right.
5 or 6 years ago, this is when I found out during the season when I had a brain tumor. So Christmas Eve. So it's always, being thankful and a time for reflection for me as well. You know, so, that was probably the worst Christmas, Christmas Eve, Christmas, and how much Christmas means to me, but to be that particular time in 2012 to be spending it in a hospital, being diagnosed with a brain tumor, those were some trying times. Began the beginning of, a long period of trying times. So yeah, the season is extra special to me. So
absolutely, man. And this is the 5 year anniversary of
five or six. Yeah. 2012. So I mean, I don't know if the math is it. What are we coming up on? So
yeah, coming up on 2020, 2019. So
we're coming up on 6 years.
Yep.
So this would be the 6 year that But it's when you think about it, it's like I can remember everything: smell, sounds.
Yeah.
It's like it was yesterday. So yeah, man, it's the holiday season means, it always meant something to me, but it means that much more when you factor that in, and then factor, I have kids now, so
exactly,
that are really understanding the holiday season. Like, we're looking forward to Charlie Brown's Christmas, every night there's the Grinch,
right?
There's been something every night for us to get immersed in. So yeah, we love it. We have our matching holiday pajamas.
Absolutely.
So yeah, we're all in. So it's just a special time. But
I saw the Star Wars cake, man. That was awesome.
Oh yeah, yeah. Big shout out to my wife, Lacey. She knows I'm a huge Star Wars fan. Can't wait to get there.
Yep.
And be on the new ride in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So to tour that whole, Star Wars scene. So everyone knows I'm a huge Star Wars fan. So I'm absolutely, man. I'm so excited. And that was a great cake. Great look by the wife.
Yep. Absolutely, man. Well, once again, happy birthday, brother, man. And
thank you, sir.
We're grateful that you're here. We're sowing these seeds of knowledge. This is the 11th episode of our podcast, man. Which is fantastic. Every week we're just seeing more and more growth. We got people reaching out to us via the internet, people reaching out to us on YouTube, which is phenomenal. And thank you to the supporters as well. We can't really keep this going without you guys, so we really appreciate you listening, and thank you for all your support.
Absolutely, thank you.
Today I wanted to talk about a really powerful part of your book, Buy It, Rent It, Profit. This is chapter 4. And it's where should I buy rental property? And we want to talk about, the prospective tenants, understanding the prospective tenants and value. And in your book, there was a story about a student named Anthony. He was like really eager to buy his first property. He read some books and went out and just bought this single family home. Next thing you know, he came to you and he was crying or he was near tears, that the property was about to be foreclosed. Mm-hmm. And after looking at it, there really wasn't value in the home. And so when, you know, traveling around with you and hearing you teach, you have a really interesting take on learning about prospective tenants. And I wanted to get from you, you know, why is it important to evaluate prospective tenants? Why does that translate to value in rental properties?
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, prospect tenants, you know, the training ultimately, in my understanding of how to evaluate prospect tenants obviously comes from my background in the multifamily industry. So, the extensive amount of training I received, you know, as a leasing professional, you know, cause I started out and that's, you know, one of the benefits of being, you know, developing this brand and having these books and having, it means I've been doing this from, you know, for almost 20 years, over 20 right. years now. You know, I started out leasing apartments. So there's not anything that I haven't done in this industry, you know, leasing, you know, management, acquisitions. So my understanding of the importance of it, you know, came from not only leasing, but then moving into the roles of management and really understanding that everything we did and then getting into the acquisition specialist role. Understanding that everything we did on evaluating properties and economic conditions revolved around a demographic profile of a prospect tenant, and then going out and finding properties that fit that particular, you know, some people call them avatars.
Okay.
That particular avatar's needs. So you identify your prospect tenant / avatar.
Right.
And then you go out and find properties that fit those particular needs.
Okay.
And then you also understand, you know, when you have that particular individual in mind, you know, what sort of economic conditions might, affect that individual. So you know what type of properties, whether it's a C+, C-, B property, whatever it may be, you know, A+ property, you kind of know, how to forecast.
Right.
You know, because a blanket forecast doesn't make sense for everyone. Mm. So for someone to say, well, we're going to have a softening in the market. Our unemployment rates are at an all-time high. Unemployment rates for whom?
Right.
Middle class? Low income? For some people, you know, a recession is not hitting everyone. You know, there are certain tax brackets where a recession is not necessarily, you know, our employment, you know, is very not true. Really, you know what I mean? Yep. It's not a softening market. So, right. You know, at the end of the day, for someone to just say, oh, no, we're coming into a recession. Oh, no, you know, unemployment rates are really high. I mean, you know, for what demographic? For what, you know, key metrics pointing to your particular prospect tenant's demographic. And if they are, you know, then you have to kind of figure out how to weather for that storm and, you know, so on and so forth. But, you know, in downtown St. Pete, when you're talking about a recession, you might not be talking about our high unemployment rates in a certain area, even though this is not the case in Florida right now. But in downtown St. Pete, you might not be talking about the demographic, you know, the young professional that works at the hospital, young professional that works in the financial markets, you know, in the downtown St. Pete market. You may not, you know what I mean? You may not be talking about that individual.
Right.
You know, however, you might be talking about, you know, certain, you know, service industry. You know, so you have to understand, again, really who your prospect tenant is. You know, so you might see a slowdown in your service industry traffic. But your young professionals or your student traffic might not slow down at all. So you just really have to understand, you know, when you're giving, you know, when individuals give these blanket statements about the economy or the market, you know, who are they really speaking to? And, you know, I mean, is it applicable to where you're investing?
Right. No, that makes perfect sense. I like the analogy that you put in your book about Walmarts. Could you share a little bit more about that? So how you evaluate the different Walmarts in different areas?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, this is something that is natural to someone that's came up in the multifamily industry. Right. So doing extensive background checks, again, it's called a SEOTA process, strategic evaluation of a target area.
Okay.
And what does that mean? That means, you know, there's a team that's evaluating building permit activity, household income, average household size, you know, demographics, psychographics. Demographics tells you who your prospect tenant is. Psychographics will tell you the why.
Right.
You know, the certain whys. Why they buy, why they gravitate towards this type of floor plan or these type of colors, so on and so forth. Wood floors versus ceramic tile, whatever it may be.
Right.
The why. But yeah, Walmart, you know, before they build the Super Walmart, they've already visited your particular town or neighborhood, and they've probably been there. If you watch, you know, you can probably YouTube this, but, you know, there was a CNBC special on how Walmart goes about building these big Super Walmarts
right.
in your town, in your neighborhood. And they're there. They're visiting you years in advance, and right. you have no clue. There's these large teams that come there and evaluate the town, and they're evaluating the, you know, the economy and things of that nature, and they're extracting all this information and bringing it back, and then they make their decision on where they want to actually build the Walmart. And that's really no difference than what was done in the multifamily industry that I took part in as an acquisition specialist. Is, you know, you have these teams. Some are bringing back economic data. Some are, you know, will bring back specific data on unemployment, jobs, forecasting that as well. Some will come back on, you know, the reports on the actual local government.
Right.
So you come in, and when you have this, it's a war room, and everybody's coming in and bringing in this information. And then you make decisions based on, you know, what type of assets you feel are going to be the most responsive, to your model. And you know what type of returns you're looking to get, what prospect tenant are you going to actually go? Are you going to go after C class property, C plus, C minus? You know, there was a time where people, you know, really only looked at
right.
stuff in the lower income neighborhoods because that's where the values were. You know what I mean? So at the end, and I was a part of a lot of those teams. Now you look at, you know, people are looking at value add at the B and B plus asset types, but again, you're compiling all this information. You know, we call it a CO in the book,
right?
And then you make your decisions based on this information. On what type of asset class you're going to acquire.
Well, I think that's a good leadway into asset classes. So, you know, that's the next part of your book. From learning about your prospective tenants, you actually go into knowing your asset classes. For the listeners, they may have just picked up your book. They may not actually understand the difference in asset classes. Could you break down the difference in the asset classes and you know, what are you, the differences between?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you have your A.
Okay.
A and A plus, which is, you know, luxury.
Yeah.
High end. And typically that kind of product is the new development you see all over downtown St. Pete, downtown Tampa. All this new development you see is considered Class A. Can't really necessarily build Class B property
right.
because of the cost of construction. But then that's the next tier, which is B okay. property. So it's, you know, it's semi-luxury, still can find it in core markets. Then you have your C plus, which is middle income. And then, you know, that C minus product is getting into that, you know, sometimes that public housing,
right.
You know, the choice voucher, Section 8 program type, you know, choice voucher, you might see some of that in the C minus. And then you have D, which is, you know, like, you know, really rough neighborhoods, transient neighborhoods, things of that nature. But those are your typical asset classes. And again, you know, really understanding where and what understanding your asset classes helps you really, and knowing who your prospect tenant's demographic is really helps you paint that picture of, you know, how feasible your project really is in right. a certain environment.
Right. You said in the book that ultimately this understanding your asset classes plays a large role in determining your future tenants. So understanding your prospective tenant
mm-hmm.
actually plays a large role in determining your future tenants. So, you know, people get out there and they're just looking at cap rates or just thinking it's a good deal.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, when you just a blanket, you know, or I'm only looking for investment at a certain cap rate or a certain, you know, it's you can tell the level of sophistication just by right. listening to certain people. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm not going to make a statement like that because I have no clue. I might, if there's an opportunity in the core market, then I'm going to expect a lower cap rate.
Right.
Because I feel like I'm going to get more on the appreciable side, you know, and I'm also paying for the project to be less volatile.
Right.
So I expect a lower cap rate. You know, if I can reach certain goals and certain hurdles, like what we're doing in Park Plaza, I'm not right. looking for high returns in a core market in downtown. I'm just looking for something that's less volatile, that's going to be more efficient at getting the investors their money back. So the IRR, you know, which measures the efficiency from which an investor receives their money back. You know, it's really understanding and going another layer than just saying, hey, look, you know, a blanket statement, I'm looking for a certain cap rate. I mean, aren't we all? But, you know, but ultimately you have to really understand, you know, right. if you're in a core market, you're going to find lower cap rates, and then higher cap rates should. you should, you know, a higher cap rate is going to, you're going to, you should have higher returns when you're investing in more transient neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So those type of investments should yield a much higher return because there's much more risk involved right. with a lot of those projects.
Right. No, that makes perfect sense, man. So what else are you working on this week, man? And what else do you have going on that you'd love to share with our listeners? You know, I know we just had a great coaching call through the Multifamily Matrix, man.
Yeah.
As you're starting to, you know, listen to these podcasts and you're learning multifamily, you know, we'd love to invite you to the Matrix. What else do you have to share, Brian?
You know, we're always working on deals.
I mean, yeah.
Deal flow is what we're trying to ramp up more, you know, get that pipeline opened up a little bit more. So, you know, I'm always looking for opportunities and deals.
Yep.
You know, so if there's individuals listening right now and they have deals, please, you know, we have cash. So, you know, we will buy an apartment building and we have cash. You know, so yeah, bring your deals. You know, and, you know, yeah, join us in the Matrix. You know, if you're really learning, wanting to learn, we've got a great coaching program now. The Multifamily Matrix, of course, we'll be hosting our events, the venue to be announced, but we're going to be hosting our apartment social events starting at the end of January. You know, so come out, you know, rub elbows with some of the elite Absolutely. Of the elite. And yeah, man, I mean, you know, those are some of the things. Oh, you know, then our certification course, our 1 day conference will be, I think we have a date. No,
May 30th.
So our conference. So if you're looking to get certified in asset management, property management, financial analysis,
yep.
Underwriting, you know, if you're looking to get certified in all those, you want to come out and take our, you know, our 1 day conference, which is a certification called CRIS, Certified Rental Investment Specialist, where we're going to really certify in all those key areas of property management, asset management, apartment underwriting, financial analysis, market analysis, the whole nine, you're going to learn. And, you know, myself, Mark Willis, CEO of KW, yep. former CEO of Keller Williams, will be there. Brandon, our partner in MBB Park Plaza, you know, Brandon will be there. You will be there. You know, we're going to have some special guests, but it's going to be the elite of the elite and individuals that are going to, you know, really looking to step their, you know, their level up in 2020.
Absolutely. And you can learn more about this at brianchavis.com. Make sure you go to brianchavis.com to learn about all our events, all of our training, all of our education. We, once again, really want to help you to own multifamily in 2020. So make sure you guys, you know, grab the book, Buy It, Rent It, Profit. You know, like and subscribe to our podcast and please leave reviews. You know, as you leave reviews, it helps us to get our message out to more and more listeners. And once again, you know, thank you so much to the sponsors as well. You know, we really, really appreciate that. And it helps us to keep this podcast going. So we are very grateful for you. And make sure you reach out to us online as well. We'd love to give you a free consultation for your sponsorship. So thank you so much. And B, once again, man, thank you so much for joining me, bro.
It's absolutely.
Always a pleasure, man.
Absolutely, man. Are we doing any more 30-minute coaching calls as
yeah,
well?
Absolutely.
I thought we're opening that up too.
Yeah,
for so
Brian
any Chavis. Of our owners.
Yeah.
Any of our owners out there? So if you have an apartment building and you're stressed or you're you know you're wanting some free consultation, please reach out to us. I think we'll even be developing a special portal for you all to reach out to us and schedule times to be able to talk with myself personally.
Yeah.
So you know that's something Apartment Rescue.
Yep.
That is something that that we're launching in 2020. So if you have an apartment building, it has to be. 5 units or greater.
Right.
5 units or greater. If you have you know issues, you know you're wanting to ramp up operations on your property, please reach out to us, Apartment Rescue. You'll have a tab here in probably the next couple of weeks, but that's something exciting that's coming in 2020. Anything else, Nate, that I miss? I know Nathan is the guy behind the scenes, everybody.
Absolutely.
That is the wizard behind the scenes putting everything together. But
make sure you just get locked into brianchavis.com for everything. You know, you're going to learn about our coaching, our consulting, Apartment Rescue, our events. You just want to make sure you go to our page and subscribe.
Please
and
subscribe, especially all you bums, my friends and family. Yeah, I'm putting you on blast. All my Facebook people, please go and subscribe to the podcast. Please support. Please support what we're doing here. If you really greatly appreciate the information that we're providing, just please get out there and share it and support and write us a review. You know, so that we greatly appreciate that. And a special shout out to what was the young lady's name? I just want to make sure. I think we mentioned
it. Sheila Mayberry.
Miss Mayberry, thank you. She actually donated and donated a
monthly contribution to our podcast,
so we can keep things going and add more value. Greatly appreciate it. And just want to highlight her and thank her for her contribution. We greatly appreciate it, man. And yeah.
All right, B. Hey, thank you so much for joining me, man. Look forward to speaking with you next week, brother.
See you next week, bro.
Take care.
All right.